Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today here for a Thursday, September 18th, 2025. A couple days after the Phils clinched that NL East title. They do have an NL East title. Back-to-back seasons right now coming into today on the off day, 91-62. First in the National League East. That's where they're going to be for the rest of the season. Mets haven't been playing great baseball the last month. Phils have been playing good baseball for the last month. And your Philadelphia Phillies do have a National League East title, but that was a couple of days ago. Going to get into the last series against the Dodgers. Going to recap for you what happened. We'll get into Rob Thompson. He's kind of laid out some pitching plans next couple of weeks and hinting at postseason roles for some of these pitchers. And then we'll get you set for the Diamondbacks series this weekend as well. Diamondbacks trying to get a wild card spot. So important series for them, and also important that the Phillies try to go for this one seed. And where I want to get into in a couple of minutes is I want to get into how you currently feel about this Phillies team. Like how you feel after the Dodgers series, after the last 3 or 4 weeks, you know, since that Mets series in New York. How do you feel? Like, are you in on this team, or where are you? Feelings haven't changed. Have they changed? I want to know everything about how you've been feeling about this team. So we'll get into that in a couple of minutes. It's kind of like the main topic of today's Phillies Today episode. But just to recap, Monday through Wednesday for the Phils, man, what an epic couple of days it was for the Phillies in LA. So no, yesterday and you know, first things first, you know, we do a Phillies Today episode every day. So I want to get caught up on the most recent game. And I did stay up for most of that game last night. And the Phils lost, unfortunately, 5-0. Blake Snell had it working on every front for the Dodgers. Went 7 shutout innings, only allowed a couple of hits. His stuff looked disgusting. Had 12 strikeouts. And then Alex Vezia and Tanner Scott came in for the Dodgers, and they shut the door on the Phils offense. And the other side, honestly, outside of the first couple of innings and a couple of runs that he gave up in his last inning of work, Jesus Luzardo was fairly good in this game. He did give up a couple of runs early on in the second inning to the Dodgers. But again, outside of that, you know, he gave up a Freddie Freeman home run. And again, Freddie was going to homer against his Phillies team at some point anyway. We know how Freddie Freeman's killed the Phils in the past, but Luzardo was pretty, honestly, stuff still looked good. He settled in after those first couple innings, even though he did give up a couple of runs late. But besides that, Luzardo was pretty good. And the reason why the Phils lost this game for the most part was the offense didn't really do anything, but the Phils offense is, you know, I think one game of not really doing much offensively, it's kind of warranted considering they've been on fire as of late. So I think one game for this offense isn't the end of the world, but two games before this, we're taking 2 of 3 from the Dodgers. I mean, that game on Monday, where Duran blows the save, but you still come. I mean, it was such a back and forth game, as was Tuesday night's game too. But you know, winning that game in the 10th inning on Monday, and then on Tuesday night, where Rafael Marchand, as Scott Fransky said on the broadcast, gets his moment, where honestly, like, I thought that game was, I kind of expected the Phils kind of to, maybe not to lay down, but maybe not to have, you know, a great game and to lose that game just because they had won the NL East title the night before. I was like, ah, well, not the end of the world. Like, maybe something to kind of suspect. But ended up having that huge sixth inning thanks to Brandon Marsh and Max Kepler and Bryce Harper too. And then Rafael Marchand having, like Scott Fransky said, having his moment in that ninth inning with that 3-run home run. I mean, who would expect that? But Rafael Marchand, unbelievable. And kind of gives you feels on, I don't know, man. You know, a lot of teams you see, and not just in baseball, but in sports, certain things, certain guys, certain moments happen. You know, certain guys come through, certain moments happen where you're like, oh, is this just the year? And I want to know from you, kind of, with the Phillies now, looking at the last, you know, 3 weeks of September, even bleeding into, you know, the last series against Atlanta in August. Phils haven't lost a series since being swept by the Mets in Citi Field. I want to know from you, how do you currently feel about this Phillies team now? I think most of us have felt pretty negative about the Philadelphia Phillies this season, ever since losing to the Mets in the NLDS last year. And then now, up until this point, I still think most people the last year. I mean, that we're almost a couple of weeks away from it being, you know, a year since the Mets series last year, have been negative about this team. How do you feel now? The way this Dodgers series played out felt like it did. I mean, watching all these games, you know, exception for last night, just because it wasn't really that competitive because of the Phillies offense. They felt like October games. Monday and Tuesday both felt like October games. No doubt about it. The back and forths, the moments, the two teams, you know, two of the best teams in the National League, you know, Dodgers being the World Series champs, Phils, you know, Phils being the Phils last couple of years. It felt like an October series, those first couple of nights. And they were really exciting. But how do you feel? How do you feel watching, you know, the Phillies last, let's just go three and a half weeks? Do you feel like you feel different? Do you feel like we're getting close to October? We only have 3 series left. The offense is, it feels like the, you know, we're not getting the early in the season. It was out without Trey Turner, by the way, and Alec Boehm. You know, you're not seeing the just Trey, just Harper, just Schwarber. It's been the outfield platoon. It's been, you know, it's been Bryce. It's been Schwarber. It's been Harrison Bader, who's a part of the outfield platoon. But my goodness, we didn't expect Harrison Bader to be this good since he's been traded to the Phillies. It feels like an entire offensive effort now. And the rotation's been pretty good too. Do you feel like now that this team is, are you more excited? Are you feeling like your expectations have been raised? Are you feeling different about where they could potentially finish in the postseason? Because I'll tell you, it's been exciting. It has been really exciting. And I will say this, I am more excited for October because at the end of the day, anything can happen in the postseason. That's the one thing about baseball. It's not quite hockey, but it's pretty close to hockey. And if you want to say it's like hockey, that's fine. I still think hockey is still the most like, oh, well, anyone can make a run. Baseball is right there, though. And I think because of the offensive output that we've gotten in the last 3.5 weeks, it has made me more excited for the postseason and to look at this team and say, well, they could. They still could, if everything goes right as far as the offense getting hot, they could make a run. But I'll be honest with you, man. I'm still not like all the way there. I'm still not all the way there. I wish I was all the way there because I think there's some people that maybe they're in the minority, but still some people that never left as far as being confident in this team, being able to make a postseason run. And I envy you a little bit. I do envy you a little bit that you're able to have that confidence in this team. But be honest, man. Backs against the wall, though. Backs against the wall. Against Arizona in 23. And against the Mets when things aren't going the best. This team still needs to prove to me that they can do that when their backs are against the wall. Yes, the offense, the offense being as well rounded as that it has been, you know, the last 3 to 4 weeks, I get that. And again, it's made me a little more excited, but I can't help but get out of my head the last two postseasons. I'm sorry. And I don't want to be super negative, but I got to also be honest. And I think this is an appropriate question to ask after the Dodgers series, especially because, man, you get the Max Kepler homer, even you know, Kepler having his moments and Marshawn having his moment. It's exciting. It's really exciting. I get it. But the bulk of this core of this team is still here from the last couple of years. And I can't help but still have that weighing on my mind. And this team is going to have that have to prove it for me to me come postseason time. This doesn't mean, because I'm being, you know, somewhat negative here, that I'm going to go into the playoffs and think that and be all negative and be like, oh, screw this team. They're not going to do anything. No, I'm going to root for them as hard as possible because I've been, you know, a Phillies fan my entire life. I love the Phils. I'm not going to automatically just be, you know, Mr. Negative, and I'm going to fully support this team no matter what. No matter what. But all I'm saying is I can't help but shake the last two postseasons. But it could be different. You know, it could be different. The Dodgers went through a decade of a lot of failed playoff expectations, and eventually in 2020 and in 2024, exercise those demons in one World Series. So it is definitely possible. But I don't know, man. Like, this Phils team, they weren't really, like, have their backs been against the wall the last, like, couple of weeks? I guess. Like, people are doubting them. I guess. I mean, they've had tough series here against Milwaukee and then against New York again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Against LA, I get that, but what I mean by backs against the wall is when things aren't going well. Things aren't going well for them in the playoffs. Are they going to be able to try and figure their way out? Because it feels like things did not have not gone that way, you know, the last couple of years. But maybe this year's different. Maybe it is, but I'm not there yet being like, oh, this year, I feel like this year is different. I don't feel that way. But I would love to hear from you. You could tweet me at @Rojas_media_. And you can tell me how you feel about this team currently. We are a week and a half away from postseason baseball, or from the regular season being over. It's on the 28th against Minnesota, and then early October we're going to get postseason baseball. I want to know from you. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_. Let me know your thoughts. Okay, Rob Thompson recently spoke to the media. He spoke yesterday to the media about postseason. Well, hinting at postseason plans for the pitching staff, but also talked about what the pitching plans are going to be for about the next week or so. And we're going to, I was going to wait to do this for, to do the series preview against Arizona, but this is already kind of a part of this part of the show anyway. So against Arizona starting tomorrow on Friday, the Phils are going to be doing a Taiwan Walker Buehler piggyback. Rob Thompson joked a Walker Buehler piggyback. He set that up, and he definitely was sitting on that joke. I'd like to hear Rob. I like loose Rob Thompson. I like relaxed and loose Rob, which is most of the time, but I like when he's cracking jokes. But hopefully he's not cracking jokes if the Phils are too. You know, not meet the playoff expectations, but let's not be too negative. Let's just be, I like to see Rob Thompson, you know, deciding to go for the jokes a little bit. It's nice to, I like this Rob. I do like this Rob. But he joked that it was going to be a Walker Buehler piggyback. So what that means is that Taiwan's going to start and then a certain amount of innings, and then Walker will come in to relieve him. I don't know like the exact plan is that is going to be. I don't know if Taiwan's going to go four and then Walker's going to go like three and then maybe hand it off to the rest of, you know, someone else in the bullpen. I don't know what the exact plan is, but that's what it's going to be. So it's going to be Walker, Taiwan, and then it's going to be Walker Buehler. And then it's going to be Nola on Saturday, and then it will be Ranger on Sunday. So then, looking ahead to next week, then it'll eventually be, it will be, I had it pulled up, just going to double check. It's going to be Ranger, Sanchez, and Lizardo for Tuesday through Thursday. And so that looks like that is the pitching plans for about the next couple of series. But also hinting at this is that he did, and by the way, I think he's going to flip-flop that piggyback, and he's going to do Walker Buehler next Friday against Minnesota and then have Taiwan piggyback on Walker with Walker next Friday. But he kind of hinted at what the postseason rotation might look like. It sounds like Rob Thompson is going to be cool with doing three lefties in a row for the NLDS if they need to go to a fourth guy. He did mention Aaron Nola, but it looks like it's going to be Sanchez game one. And then I don't know if exactly he mentioned which guys it would be, but Anthony Sanfilippo with On Patterson did mention that in a recent article talking about the Thompson and who we might see as far as three lefties in a row. He mentions he would probably go with Ranger between the two because he pitches a lot differently velocity-wise than Sanchez and Lizardo. So that's what Anthony Sanfilippo, you know, gave his 2 cents on it. But if it's three lefties, it would be those three. It would be Sanchez, then Ranger, and then Lizardo, and then you know, definitely Sanchez one, but then Lizardo, and then Ranger, or Ranger, and then Lizardo in games two and three. And then Walker Buehler might be viewed as a, kind of a piggyback guy in the playoffs, you know, and just in case one of those guys doesn't have it maybe early on in a playoff game, they would go to Walker Buehler because of that playoff experience and who Walker Buehler has been in the past. And, you know, so that's kind of what we have with Rob Thompson and what he's mentioning as far as playoff rotation goes and what we have for the next couple of series with the plans for the pitching staff goes. So, so three lefties in a row. I'm not going to lie, and maybe I'll talk about this a little more as we get closer to playoffs. I don't know, man. I know Aaron's been not great this year, and I understand that, but I still wouldn't be totally mad if he was like the game two starter. And I know most of you are going to hate me saying that or yelling at me in your head. I just still look at Aaron Nola's track record. I mean, I know his year sucked, but I don't know, man. It's not like Lizardo and Ranger have like overwhelming, like great, great, great playoff experience. Ranger a little more than Lizardo, even than Sanchez too, but I don't know, man. But maybe part of me doesn't want to let go of Aaron like that. I don't know. Maybe that is what it is, but I wouldn't be like super upset if they decided to go Sanchez, Ranger, and then Lizardo too, because that also makes sense too. At the end of the day, I still, you know, you like those three guys. But we'll see. So that looks like that is what the playoff plans potentially could be. And the rotation for the next couple of series, according to Rob Thompson. So that is that. Latest injuries to update you on with the Phils. Last time we checked with Edmundo Sosa, he's expected to be back when he is eligible to come back to the team. Expected return about 5 days, September 23rd. So that's Edmundo with his right groin strain. Trey Turner with his right hamstring strain, the grade one hamstring strain. His expected return, we don't exactly know yet, but I mean, it looks like they're probably going to save him for the postseason. But said he still could, according to Phillies.com, could return before the September 28th regular season finale, but he has not yet run at full speed, so we will see. Plan to jog yesterday, not exactly sure what the update is on that. Alec Bohm is expected to return, is to be back tomorrow against Arizona. Supposed to have another workout yesterday. If yesterday went well, not sure exactly what the update is, but if all went well yesterday, Phil's plan to activate him before the series opener tomorrow. And that's what I pretty much have for you on the injury front with the Philadelphia Phillies. How about just a tiny series preview before we get you out of here? Arizona. So Phils are going to be playing Arizona the next couple of days. Arizona right now coming into the series with a one game above 500, 77-76 record. They're a game and a half outside of that playoff spot from New York. It is a tight race. I mean, it's the Mets have that last wild card spot right now with a 78-74 record. Arizona has a 77-76 record, and then two games back a piece is Cincinnati and San Fran, and then like St. Louis 4.5, Miami 6. But it's a dogfight right there for that last wild card spot. It's going to be a really interesting next like week and a half between about, you know, four or five of those teams, but mainly like New York, Arizona, Cincy, and San Fran. So Arizona, they're looking to you know, take this series, any chance they can get against this Phillies team. So again, with these pitching matchups, on tomorrow, it's going to be Walker, you know, it's going to be Taiwan with the Walker Buehler piggyback. Then it'll be Nola on Saturday and the Ranger on Sunday. On the other side, Friday, it will be Ryan Nelson, Zach Gallen on Saturday, and then Eduardo Rodriguez on Sunday. And start times, Friday, 9:40, Saturday, 8:10, and then Arizona at Arizona Sunday for the finale at 4:10 Eastern time. Okay, so looking for, hoping this Phillies this Phillies team can continue to try to go for that number one seed, because that's what we want. At this point, you're just gunning for that number one seed. And right now, the Brewers, I believe, they destroyed the Angels yesterday. Destroyed the Angels, and so Phil's lost a little bit of ground with losing and them winning. But Milwaukee does play again tonight. They're going to be playing against the Angels again at 7:40. So going to be watching the Brewers every single night. So we're going to be really monitoring the Brew Crew right now. So that will do it for me, Francisco Rojas. I'll be back with you on Monday. Make sure you stay tuned for everyone else that does a wonderful job on the channel. So that will do it for me, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.